Hey guys, it's Kristen, Carrie, and Maiden. We're starting our very first podcast.
I mean, why not?
We are so excited about it. What are we going to talk about, Kristen?
Oh shit, let me grab my notes.
You know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how we got here. Why we're all here together in California.
We should totally talk about that. It'll be fun. We're so excited.
We are going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about our families. We're going to talk about what's trending on Twitter, how this whole why don't we thing got started.
We're going to laugh together. We're going to cry together. It's going to be amazing.
So
cheers to our first podcast.
Woo woo. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so you can catch us next time and you won't miss a thing.
So this is our very first podcast.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited.
This is so, exciting for us. You guys, you don't even know. We are so happy to have you guys joining us. We're so happy. Even if just one of you are listening, we're so happy about that.
Totally.
We'll
take it.
We are grateful for the one.
Right. For
and
sure.
So before we get going on just all the random things we want to talk about, we want to introduce ourselves. So I am Carrie Seavey. I am married to Jeff. I have four kids, Tyler, Christian, Daniel, and Anna. And one random thing you might not know about me is I love myself a good deal.
Oh my gosh.
You do.
Why'd you get all Texan right there?
I know. That was weird.
I think people in Texas like good deals. Yeah. They have those big houses.
Yes, for sure.
I love to get a deal, like anywhere. Like if I go
to... Carrie's always finding the deals.
I love it. And I particularly like good deals on what?
Furniture.
Oh my gosh. You're so good at it. I want you to come just redo my entire home on your deals.
I think I've redone my house, our little apartment, since we've been there in the last year and a half. I've redone it several times.
I mean, your living room,
patio.
But your patio for sure.
Her patio is the
major changes.
But I've gotten so many good deals.
Yeah. Her patio is the Mac Daddy of all.
The Mac Daddy.
Seriously, but it's also like three times bigger than ours.
I know, exactly.
So I love myself a good deal. So I went with Daniel to the Tesla dealership the other day when he bought his Tesla.
Yeah.
And I was so ready to go in on negotiating. I was like, you know, like I felt like Rocky before the big fight. I was going to go in and I was going to duke out a good deal. And so I get there and I'm like, okay, so how much room do you have to negotiate to this seller guy? And he's like, yeah, Tesla doesn't do that. And I'm like,
oh my gosh. You're like, wait.
I know. There's such a letdown.
I told him that. I said, I feel so let down. Can you just take a couple bucks off the price? And he was laughing at me.
Throw in a pen or something?
No, that's what I asked him for. I'm like, can you give me the t-shirt that says Tesla on it?
Right?
Can you give me a pen?
He seriously should have given you at least a pen, right? He didn't?
No.
Oh,
no.
Lame.
It was like the ultimate letdown for the deal getter.
Wow.
I was just like, so I know we're getting a Tesla, but can you take $5 off, please?
Right.
Because I just love myself a good deal. So that's my random
fact. She loves her deal so much that she actually, do you remember when you called the furniture company for me and
my couch returned
because I wasn't happy with it and I was too scared to call?
Yep. So and I was going to get you a better deal on
a sofa. You pretended like you were Josh's assistant.
I did.
And you got my couch returned and my money back and I purchased the couch I wanted.
I remember being on the phone call with them and I'm like,
she felt so
empowered. My name is Carrie and I'm the assistant to Josh Heron and I have an issue with his sofa.
Well, you know what's funny is because I got that one couch and then I realized it only sat really three people on the couch and there was not enough
room. It was super
stiff. Yeah, it was so stiff. It wasn't enough room for my family. And Carrie convinced me, just call them back. And like, I think I had the couch for like three, four, or five months. I don't know, later, you know, and I called them and sure enough was able to return it because Carrie gave me the words to use.
So maybe I'm just cheap. Maybe that's the random fact about me.
Cheap.
But I'm like, after using this couch this long and they returned it, whatever. That's awesome.
Right.
I know.
Crazy.
I know.
Okay,
well,
Kristen.
Okay. So I love myself a good deal. That's my random fact. I especially love a good deal when it comes to furniture because I love furniture. It's my little obsession.
Right.
Okay. So this is Kristen. I'm married to Darren. I have four children, Sydney, Jack, Ava, and Isla. They're all about 4 or 5 years apart. Didn't do that on purpose, but it was great during the times of diaper changing. One always got to help the next one.
Right.
Oh, I had like all of them
and
together in diapers.
Right?
Yeah. It was terrible.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
It's like 10 solid years of diaper changes.
So a random fact about me, guys, is that I am a jack of all trades.
That's cute.
You like that one? You like totally. That?
Get it? Get it, Jack?
I don't know why. Maybe I get bored easily. I don't know what it is.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Kristen.
Okay. So give him the list. Okay. Give him the short list.
Kristen's
so
done everything.
This one, my family, you know, my kids and my husband laugh at me about all the time is that I always joke, but it was true. At one time I was canoe certified.
Canoe?
But canoe.
Wait.
Canoe.
But
okay, I canoe
if
canoe.
If anybody would be, it would be Kristen. Seriously. Canoe certified?
Yeah. I canoe can you.
I didn't know you had. Wait. Oh my gosh. You're just so.
I okay. canoe can
but wait
you.
A minute. I didn't know that you had to be canoe certified to
canoe.
Be in a canoe.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was a camp counselor and I lived
See?
There for the
There's
summer.
Another one.
There's one. And so we had to be canoe certified in order to take them on like okay. week-long canoe trips.
Okay. What else did you have to be certified in?
So I'm a cosmetologist. So. I taught high school, juniors in high school, cosmetology.
Fun.
And I owned a dance studio. I'm trying to think what else I've
She
done.
Still points her toes like a dancer. Like you'd right. be laying out at the pool and her toes are like in the whatever position
What's
that
the position
would be.
Called?
First, second, third, know. Fourth, oh. fifth, which one?
You're the dance instructor.
I didn't
instructor.
Know there were so many positions. Okay.
Wait,
for a
wait.
Dance.
She had to go there.
For a dance.
For dance. For dance. What That's kind of fun. Dance? Sorry.
Kristen's the dance instructor. Right?
So it was ballet, tap, lyrical jazz. I mean, all of it. That's where Jack got his dance skills from.
Wow.
So you can do kidding. Hair. So you can dance.
She can canoe.
You can canoe.
And canoe.
Didn't you say you were like a bow archer certified or something?
Okay, no. So
Wait,
I also taught
I
repelling where you repel down this huge wall.
You taught
Kristen.
It?
Yeah, to campers.
Wait a minute.
Are you
I cannot
funny?
Imagine you repelling
I can't
off
either.
A rock or whatever you repel off of because we just did a game show together and you were terrified to go through this
like, maze
sort of a maze
well,
that's
I
kind
think
of a haunted house
as I've gotten older you know how like you used to be able to ride roller coasters easily when you're in you know
yeah.
younger age
yeah, yeah.
well now like height and all that has come it's just fear it's fear but I wasn't fearful then I don't know
but
why
you were a repeller then
I did I and it, the funny thing is so I grew up in Florida and we didn't have mountains or anything there so
right.
we built a really tall wall we'd have to climb up this tall ass ladder
mountain.
We did we made that mountain we climbed down that mountain
and
wow
we climbed
everyone's
it.
Just getting all Texan here
I know we're pulling
you know what's
out
funny,
our inner Maida
is your voice naturally sounds like
I don't sound like that I might say y'all all the time
she says y'all
but I don't sound like that
I used to say y'all. Like I grew yeah. up in Florida and everyone said y'all.
It's
and then
easy.
I moved to Pennsylvania and no one said, they say you guys.
Don't you feel like if you're really a true Texan or a Southern girl, you say all y'all?
All
Isn't
y'all?
That a thing?
No.
Are all y'all coming to the barbecue?
Or all y'all?
I don't know that I've ever said that.
I don't think I have either, Carrie.
I have. Maybe I'm the true Texan.
Maybe.
Even though I've never lived there.
So now you know, my thing is I'm a jack of all trades.
Jack right. of all trades.
Maida?
Okay, so I'm Maida. I am married to Josh. I have three kids, Zach, Ryan, and Reese. Zach and Ryan are about 2.5 years apart. And then Reese came along about 7 or 8 years later after
surprise.
Ryan.
Surprise.
Yeah, she was a surprise baby. Yeah, we thought we were all done. And then she was a
Boom.
Little bonus baby. And what is something random about me? Okay, so what I have obsessions, I guess. You guys mm-hmm. are always teasing me
Just
about
a
my
little.
Obsessions. I have obsessions with what purses, sunglasses, and
planners.
I had to say it because I knew you guys were going to say
we
it.
We would fill that in for you.
Yeah, because you guys are always teasing me about that.
Okay,
but,
we need
yeah.
to talk about... Okay, if we're going to bring up the planner, we're going to bring up the fact that you sent us a video, kind of like an influencer video.
Okay.
No, seriously.
Here's
she needs
the deal.
To be a
here's,
salesperson.
Here's my,
it was like
here's,
a story
here's my deal.
On Instagram.
When I love something, okay,
yes.
I like to share it.
Same.
And I like to make myself feel better by convincing others that they should have it too, because then it makes me feel you know, feel good.
Mine is very convincing. She's
she
convinced
is.
Me of many things.
Well, okay. So the planner was one thing. I like cute, pretty planners. Okay. I like them. And so
it's
I found one that I wanted. I know. And I have to be organized. I have to know. I have to write things down. And found one I loved.
And put a sticker on it.
Sent the links to Kristen and Carrie and tried to, you know, get them to buy it. And what did I do?
Well, I'm a sucker and I bought
well,
it.
Well, hold but, on. But why did you buy it? Yeah.
Well, yeah. So before she bought that, or before she sent, or she sent the links, and before I bought it, she sent videos to us, literally a video flipping through the pages slowly, turning the page.
Oh, and look at
the month of November.
Look at this. We can do
November,
this.
November, there's Thanksgiving, and I'm able to put a sticker right
now. Put a turkey a little sticker dramatic, right yeah. on.
But she literally like she went through stickers. The entire thing on why this planner was
okay,
the planner.
But did it work?
It did, because I was a sucker and I bought it.
Kristen was like, I am so buying that now.
Well, hold on. Did it work?
It didn't work for Carrie.
It worked for one of them.
Yeah. Carrie's like, I am not
Carrie's
that
like,
money.
I'm going to the dollar store and buying my planner.
I told you I love me a good deal.
Yeah, exactly.
You do.
Your planner
you do.
Was not a Dollar Tree price.
No, it wasn't, but it was worth it.
No, but you know, I had been talking about I wanted a planner with tabs in it. I
yeah,
love
Kristen
tabs.
Likes tabs.
This is where they geek out on planners and I just check out.
And then purses.
Oh, purses.
I'm obsessed with purses.
I'm all in on the purse.
Yeah. Well, Carrie was not in on the purse. We went shopping when we were in Dallas and we were trying to convince Carrie to get the purse that Maida has.
Mostly Maida was trying to convince me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Maida's like, good at it though.
She's an influencer
man.
For a reason.
Yeah. But Carrie's like, well, I think I'd rather buy patio furniture.
Right. Of course.
But Maida does have this obsession with bags. And my favorite bag that you have is your Louis Vuitton. What is it called?
Vuitton.
The Neverfull.
Vuitton. The Neverfull.
Yeah.
So you like can probably
is it
go
never
off of
it
that.
Never goes full ever?
No, it's so big. It's a tote, but it's literally so big. You can just throw everything in it.
It's actually a beautiful bag. And I was like ready to do it. I'm in Dallas with her. She's convincing me you're gonna buy this bag.
I'm like, here, try it on.
Yeah, try it on. I'm holding it
on
my shoulder.
Don't you love the feel? Yeah. And but remember when you do finally buy it.
I know.
Maida's
coming
with
me. She's going
to capture the moment.
She's going to capture the moment because she was the influencer who got me to buy it. And if you
I'll
swipe
bring a
up,
vlog camera.
If you
we'll
swipe up.
All.
That's so funny.
And put Maida 10. Can I get 10% off?
I wish.
I know.
I wish she could for
I
that.
I know. And I
someday,
really want
guys.
Her bag. She does have a little purse obsession. And I'm kind of obsessed with her current purse.
Right.
I love it. What else are you obsessed with, though?
Sunglasses.
For sure.
Yeah. I like sunglasses. I will like try something on and send it to Chris and Carrie and be like, what do you think? And Carrie's like, it's too big.
So the problem
like
is
big.
they look like they're big, but they look really cool on you.
She
I
looks
put them
great
on my face.
Sunglasses.
I put them on my face. I have like a little beanie head. I look like a freaking
bug.
No,
and
bug.
When I put on sunglasses, I feel like I always look like a bug. Like
just
especially
said.
The kind that are like mirrored.
Sometimes you're supposed to look like that.
I know,
you're
but you always look like a fabulous like I
you
don't
look
know, like
fashionista.
Model type.
Yeah.
She's like a model type in every kind of sunglass she puts on. And she's like, oh, look at me. I look so fabulous in these glasses. And then I try to put the same glasses on and they're like,
that's not true. You look,
they look like
too.
I have
you're
cantaloupes on my eyes.
Critical.
Or,
you
no.
know what I just thought of? Maida, we both have the Tiffany rings that dangle. You convinced me of that.
I did. Ah, oh, see, it's really
there's
easy
another
to
one.
Okay, did she?
It's really easy to
really
convince.
It's so easy to convince.
Okay,
Kristen.
What did she also convince us when we were in Dallas?
Oh, my makeup.
Talking about our podcast, actually.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We all used her concealer, and now we all own concealer.
Not just my concealer.
It's the best.
Then you bought my spray.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So I would say another random fact about Maida is she's a good influencer.
Right. Well, like, thank you.
There you go. Like everything
I just like to share
convinced.
What works for me. I mm-hmm. think, you know, I've gone through so many, you know, products and things and I finally found the things that I really love. So I love just sharing it.
But
with
that
everybody.
Girl can get excited about things. Like she can get excited about a planner.
I do.
I'm not so all
I really do.
On the planner.
I mean, I'm working on you.
So these two have their planners with them.
We
today.
Do.
I mean, I could flip
They're
through the
so
page.
Pretty.
I know. Here, let's flip.
I want to take a picture and post it later
yeah.
so
oh,
you
totally.
Guys can see what we're talking about. But they're beautiful. You'll see
I
what
I
mean.
I want to collab with this planner place because I love it so much.
I know.
Maybe we can work on that.
I know. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. Listen to those pages yeah. flipping. Those
hear
are
it?
Planner pages.
I don't know if you can even hear
we'll
it.
We'll post it later.
But
we'll post Carrie's furniture on our patio too. So.
So this is
what
we
are. About.
Here's an example of how Maida. All right, here is Maida's video. We're gonna insert that, okay? So they can get an idea.
You share my video.
You have to hear a
okay,
little.
Okay, where's the thing
her,
so we can plug that in?
A little bit of her little tutorial slash like, I'm gonna get my friends to buy this planner. So we're gonna play a little clip right now of that. This is a true bit of footage of Maida discussing her planner.
Okay, so I'm taking a video of this because I want you to see my planner. Just so you can decide if you want one too. Okay, so this they add in here so that you can use it as like a marker or bookmark or page mark or whatever. But anyway, it's so cute. It's like really hard, shiny material. And look at how cute the pages are. So it starts with July. Page here, and you have this first page, which is really cute, and then the calendar page.
Did we not tell you?
Oh my gosh,
that was awesome!
I mean, that was meant to be for you guys only,
Maida.
But
this girl can sell a planner.
I would have made it a little bit better if I knew you were going to share it. A little bit more professional. But that's
no,
okay.
Organic is the only way, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm sorry, I like to share the things I love. So.
Yes. And you're going to hear more about us. We're going to be doing this weekly podcast. And so we're going to be telling you all about our quirky little selves and all of our little obsessions. And
all the things we love.
And all the things we love.
They're going to be hearing that.
We should talk about how we met. How we became friends.
Such a good story.
I know.
Oh, I love you guys.
Love you.
Love you, man.
Love, love, love.
So we...
Wait. Well, I think we should... start at the very beginning, a very good place yeah. to start.
Huh?
When you read, you begin with
ABC.
When you sing, you begin with
Do, Re, Mi.
Maida's over there not even singing along.
I know.
What is that?
Sound of Music.
Okay. I've watched Sound of Music a gazillion times, but...
come on. Like, okay, you've never heard that song?
I think
song.
You're...
Sing it again.
Maybe not on the right key or something.
Well, I can't sing, and I just sang for the one listener.
Do it again, Carrie. Do it again.
How about no?
Actually, it was very lovely.
Okay, let's start at the very beginning was my point.
Yeah,
let's start at the
very
beginning. It's a very good place to start.
Yeah.
The very beginning is with our boys. I mean, that's what really brought us together.
So you and I knew each other.
Yeah, you and I knew each other.
My band. Kristen.
Yeah.
Kristen and my, yeah.
So we were part of that. Our boys were on this social media tour together. Mm-hmm. So Maida and I got to know each other that way.
We were on a bus together.
Yeah. For like a week.
Yeah.
It was so fun. It was during Zach's, 15th birthday. Yeah. It was cute. She brought the best cupcakes. Oh my God.
Kristen, didn't you drive for that tour too? You were like the tour
not
driver.
Not on that one.
Not on that one, but I was a driver. This is before we actually had the bus. We had like a van at one point and it was like in the middle of the night.
Because that's comfortable.
Because you guys know I cannot stay up. Like,
no.
I go
by
to bed.
10:30, you're like,
not
I'm
even that. I know. 9 o'clock. She's
I'm
like,
a loser.
Guys, I'm tired.
I know I cannot stay up late, but I was like, I think it was like 3 o'clock in the morning when we finally got to the next place and I was driving the van with all the boys in it. It was awful.
Ugh. Okay, so you guys knew each other from touring with your boys, but I didn't know either one of you until our boys knew each other.
Yeah.
And so when they got together and said, hey, let's do this whole why don't we thing? I was like,
we immediately wanted to know the other parents.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was like, I need to talk to some people. Like I need to talk to some moms and see like, are these good people?
Yeah.
Are these good boys?
So you reached out to me and we started to talk and I was like, you know what? And I put us in a group chat with Maida and the three of us because I knew, you know, we were just gonna just chat like crazy because Carrie had wanted to know some information and just make sure.
I remember talking to you too.
Yeah, no,
you were asking
like
me
immediately.
We were I think you were
you made a comment on something on Daniel's post or something and immediately I was like, oh, I have to start talking to her.
Yeah.
And you and I started talking just the day after I started talking with Kristen. I talked to Kristen first because I was like, I need to talk to a mom. And I was given a phone number and it was Kristen. So I talked to her. I was like, so are these people crazy? Like when it was you know, like, is this a good thing? Or tell me about the boys. And Kristen knew them all. So she was like, oh my gosh, great people, great families, great, you know, and then the management, like good people, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, I feel better. And then the next day I talked to you, Maida, and we were talking and we did start that group chat. Yeah. On like we have a text group chat and we've had that thing going for
since 3 years.
Exactly.
3 years.
And we literally have talked every single day in the group chat.
Every single day.
I think we realized we were so much alike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, because not only are we just alike, like personally, but our experiences and going through things together, you know, things that people don't.
Well, especially when the boys were getting started, you're right. Because like not many of our friends, I mean, some of our friends, but not all of our friends understood everything you're going
through.
Oh, gosh.
I think that was the biggest thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, our boys are going to LA together, mm-hmm. and we're like, and of course, we went with them at first, and mm-hmm. we were, you know, all the moms were sort of, all the parents were taking turns, like, sort of being with the boys in the Airbnbs and all of that. Mm-hmm. But when we first started, like, we had friends and people around us, like, questioning, what are you doing?
Well, yeah. They were wondering, like, why, Jack, why are you letting Jack miss school for, like, a week or two at a time? Like, why? He needs to make up so much work, you know. But for something, like, you guys know, like, inside you know, you're like, it's okay to miss a week or two.
It was, we all understood each other.
Yeah. Because you knew it was going somewhere.
We were supporting what our kids' dreams were, you know, right. were at the time. And
not everyone understands what it means to let your kids pursue their dreams.
Right. And the opportunities and the that don't come every right. day.
Right.
You know?
And the cost involved, like, as a family, as a whatever. And then, like, all the weird questions we'd get asked by random people who were just like, what are you doing? What are you doing with your kids? Oh, my gosh, you're crazy. And yet when we talked, we understood each other. Like, right. there was just this understanding of, mm-hmm. like, I get it. Cause I'm doing it too.
Literally, we shared as friends, but it was also therapy. Like,
yeah, totally.
We help each
sure.
other
totally.
Through everything.
Totally.
I think one of the biggest things is because everyone believes in their children. They all believe in right. their, you know, in their dreams. But I think what holds people back is fear,
absolutely.
You know, just like
absolutely.
Losing it all, just not being able to step forward. I mean, it's, you really, really have to come out of your comfort zone
right. mm-hmm.
in order for that to happen. And if you let fear get in the way, I mean, even though you want your children to follow their dreams, right. a lot of times you just do the norm.
Yeah. And don't you think the questions that came to us were really motivated by other people's fears too? And I get it. Cause
totally.
We had the same fears. Like,
right.
oh yeah.
All of us had the same fears, but we were willing to sort of face the fear and say, well, the dream is bigger.
I think when we started talking, we also realized not, you know, that our boys were so similar mm-hmm. in how hard they had been pursuing this, like mm-hmm. working on their own and, you know, trying to make things happen for themselves and
yeah.
working on their music. And they, you can tell it was their passion and, you know, and we all were supporting, like, doing everything we could to support
right.
them, you know?
Right.
So I think, you know, it was just,
and you guys were doing tours and like social media stuff.
Yeah.
Daniel had done American Idol.
Right.
And there's like highs and lows from that. And like trying to pursue a career post like a reality show is tough. And Zach was doing social media and mm-hmm. you were touring, like there
doing
was
social media. Yeah. With Jack. But I think the thing with our boys is that was different. And this is during the time when, like, you know, Instagram started to get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been there, but it became more like relevant. I
right.
think that our boys had some sort of advantage because they had worked so hard and they were there from the beginning of social media
mm-hmm.
that their social media numbers were growing very quickly mm-hmm. and fans were noticing them. And
yeah.
And I think that's where our boys were really smart in that they came together because
but,
they were like,
but they worked really hard.
No, that's
right.
what I'm
you know,
saying.
That's yeah. I mean,
they
that's
individually,
another thing.
They individually worked so hard. And then when you brought them all together, it was like this collective force of like all their hard work coming together.
Finally,
and then you
yeah.
join them together and you're like mixing
like
fans,
magic.
You know, it was like mm-hmm. magic, but it was like all of Zach's fans became a fan of Daniel and all of
right.
Jack's fans became a fan
right,
of Jonah
exactly.
and Corbin. And so it was like, they were all just like, oh, nice to meet you. Now we're all, why don't we fans,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
So remember
I know,
the
I love,
static,
I
remember
love,
the static
yeah, exactly.
on their first,
the
why don't we Instagram post.
That was
oh,
the best.
That was so fun.
Is it
just
the
when they did that live
so cute.
When they were all together and they were saying oh. to all their fans, like come together as
yeah.
a family. And that really has been like,
that was adorable.
The main thing, we've all come together as one big family.
Don't you love when they show that little clip now
oh,
about their
it makes
shows?
Me cry.
It makes me cry. And what about that first picture when they were all like laying in the grass in a circle?
I know.
They look like
they're
babies.
12.
Oh my
gosh. They're so little.
I
remember people saying that to me, like at the shows, they look like babies. I'm like, no, they don't. But now I look back
now
and I'm
they
like,
do
oh my
look
God,
like babies,
they
right?
did.
But then
yeah.
not so much.
No, day so one.
Weird. Crazy.
Yeah. So we all like let our kids pursue their dreams. And because of that, we all became friends and we all just could relate to each other, blah, blah, blah. And so then it sort of moved into the boys are just killing it. And like they're in LA all the time and they're touring all the time. And when they're not touring, they're in LA
recording.
And so we would get to see our kids like randomly, like a couple days out of the year here and there, like holidays or whatever.
Yeah.
So our talk on our group chat switched from just like relating to each other because our boys are doing this thing to we need to get to California.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think once we realized, I'm sorry, once we realized that this was actually moving forward, this was legit, this was going somewhere, we were all thinking like, we need to get out there.
Right. You know? And then, well, Carrie did take the first move and moved in during December, like right before Christmas. but go ahead.
Let's just pause there, because let's just like 1 week before Christmas and we're trying to move from one state to the next. Like, just think about how crazy like December is, just period.
That's
like
awful.
Buying presents, doing all the little Christmas
literally,
parties,
right.
all of that. And I'm like, oh, I'm just packing up my house and moving to California.
There's no way I could have done that, because I literally wait until like a few days before to finish all my Christmas
shopping. Oh, I know. Ordering everything on Amazon.
Procrastinator, Kristen. That's what I am.
That was the craziest Christmas we've ever had. And we had this janky little tree, because it was 1 week before Christmas, December 17th. We moved.
It's like a potted plant.
It was a potted plant. We put lights on it. It was so stupid. Yeah. It was like the ultimate Charlie Brown
That's
Christmas
so
tree.
But you know what? You had the best Instagram stories with your Jeff jumping in the pool in December, and we're all freezing.
We were so
at home.
Jelly. I know. Yeah. It was like cold,
we were like, we need
snowy.
To get out there, Kristen.
Well, I feel like we all talked about moving, and Jeff and I were just in a place where we were just like, we're doing it, because we needed a whole change of pace. Anyway, we were changing just everything about our life. And so we were just like, we're doing it. Who cares? Let's just do it. Like, sell the house, like do whatever. Mm-hmm. We didn't actually sell the house, but just pack it up and we're doing it and we're going. And I feel like one of us had to make the first move, because we all talked about it for so long. And I just think, I don't know if we were just ready, maybe because of the age of our kids or whatever. Mm-hmm. We just jumped. And right after we jumped, it was like dominoes.
I came to visit Carrie. I think it was February. We did. I just stayed with Carrie. You stayed with your sister.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was for one of the LA shows. Mm-hmm. And I stayed with Carrie, and I just fell in love with the lifestyle and just everything about it. And I thought, we have to get out here.
And that's what we were saying. You and I were saying to each other, like, because Carrie had texted us after that visit and said, you need to be here. I need you.
I need you.
After going to see that, you know, to see the place and loving it, you and I were saying to each other,
like, we need to make this happen.
Like, is it about the lifestyle, or is it about, you know, like, you had to decide. We had to decide, like, okay, are we going to live in a smaller place and just get our butts out there?
Well, I think that's what mattered. I think what we decided was, we need to do anything we can to be out there with our family, the entire family.
Exactly.
You know, I think we got so tired of Josh going on, you know, traveling with the boys, with Zach, or me going and him being, you know, we were just never together. The whole family
always
was never together anymore. And it made me sad to see Reese and Ryan, you know, missing out on spending time with Zach and same with you guys. And so we thought, we might as well just do this now, because we want to keep the family together, you know?
And I feel like there's a lot of boy bands in their families, and they probably become friends because they have this shared experience. Sorry. But I feel like there's something really unique about us all moving into the same apartment complex.
Absolutely.
We just need Saskia to get out here, Corbin's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're waiting
She's
for
coming.
That. She's coming.
For sure.
I feel like we moved in together. Like, it's one thing to move to California together, which we all were planning on doing, but it's a whole nother thing. And I think it's what makes us unique is, the fact that we actually moved into the same apartment complex together. And I think that happened because of how our families, not just us, the three of us, but how all of our families bonded when we first met. Remember the first time all of our families really met, and it was in New York, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And, I think it became really evident that we needed to be together after that New York show.
Absolutely.
That was
our
so
kids.
Fun.
We were all together. Oh my God. Our kids bonded.
I mean, like, instantly, they like, right when they saw each other, they were just like instantly embracing
each
other.
It's like they've known each other forever.
Well, you know what it is? It's the same thing we just talked about, how it's so relatable as moms of these kids and these boys who are doing the show. Like, our kids are now relating too, because they're like the siblings of these boys who are now, you know, doing this Why Don't We thing. And remember how our kids just bonded over that, and they were making jokes, like all the girl siblings were like, let's start a band called Why Don't She?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember when we had to say goodbye?
It was so sad.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Ava started crying. She's like, aww.
Ryan was upset. Reese was upset.
Oh, Isla was so sad.
Yeah. And it was seriously like, they did not want, and I think they connected, and they were on group chats like
Oh, yeah. Instantly.
Yeah. And Maida, we got our little hashtag out of that first time we
met. Saki
Moms. Saki Moms. Yeah. So if you guys have seen on our social media, like when it's Maida's birthday or whatever, I'll just do this picture of us in New York and it says hashtag Saki Moms. And we got that because we all went out to dinner and Maida and I were the only ones brave enough at this Japanese, what do you call those places?
Hibachi.
Hibachi. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hibachi places where they cook all the food in front of you, blah, blah, blah. It was so fun. But they came through with like this sake in a,
it was like in a squeeze bottle and they were just
they
squirting
it across
it in our
the
mouth.
Room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one would do it except Maida
so
and
we
I.
became Saki Mom hashtag.
So yeah, we were hashtag Saki Moms.
Yeah.
That's
I'm a
where
loser.
That came from. Kristen just sat back and watched.
I was too scared.
Hence why you were a repeller.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Why?
Camp counselor.
How are you a repeller who's climbing off of, who's like repelling off of rocks, but she can't get sake squeezed into her mouth out of
loser.
Fear? No, not loser. You were just afraid to have it sprayed in your mouth. But that was a fun first meet. That was so fun to have all of our families together, just having fun together, yeah. hanging together. And I think that's what motivated us all to like move so close
right.
together.
Right, right, right.
That
for
was
sure.
fun. So now I feel like we're living the California dream. Like this was our dream to do it. We mm-hmm. talked about all getting hammocks together and we had this hashtag hammock life or whatever. And I feel like we're all doing that now. So we're living in California and let's talk about some of the funny things that we have these shared stories about all the funny things about living together in the apartment complex.
I remember when we first moved in. So we drove our truck or U-Haul from Texas. And when we finally moved in, I remember we were so ready to be there. But anyway, you guys were, Carrie, Jeff and Anna were all helping us move in. And it was just the funniest thing. I think Carrie, you were helping Reese unpack her room or something.
Oh my gosh.
Reese like,
oh, I'm just remembering that. That was such a fun little bonding
day. She like,
day I had
was like,
Reese.
Grabbed you. Can you help me unpack my room?
She
and
was
we were
so
still moving
cute.
Things and the movers were in and out, but we were helping with other little things. And I just remember looking over and here comes Jeff whizzing by us all because he had one of your push cart that you uh-huh. would use to, you know, carry, bring things in from upstairs to downstairs. And he had his electric skateboard mm-hmm. and he would put boxes on the cart and then just push the cart as he's on the skateboard and he would just whiz like by everybody. And
I
it
think
was
that's
funny.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant.
It was brilliant, but it was freaking me out. Cause I'm like, what is in those boxes? And he would like go around the corners, like 80
fast.
Miles an hour. And I'm like, stop.
It was brilliant. Jeff didn't even break a sweat. He was the only one of us that was like all, he didn't even break a sweat. It was great. It was
I'm
brilliant.
Pretty sure he was like dancing while
he was
on
having
the
fun. I think it was an excuse to get to.
We're all like sweaty.
He's like a big kid. Yeah. He's like,
so
kid.
Creative.
So yeah, that was like one of my first memories, Jeff on the electric scooter.
That was
jamming
fun.
Out to
so
music
funny.
On a skateboard.
Yeah, he had his AirPods in and he was just
oh yeah.
Yeah. So
doing
cute.
His thing.
So cute.
Doing his thing.
So,
what about the time? I yeah. want Kristen to tell this story because it's like her story. But remember that time that we all had dinner, or it was Maida and I who had dinner at the food trucks, and then we came back to tell you about it.
The
Do you
beach
remember
nights.
What I'm talking about?
So I had moved in a month later, right?
From Maida. A month from after
Maida. Yeah. And so we all got together on the rooftop and they were telling me basically all about the, you know, our
okay.
area where we live and
yeah.
all the different things that we can experience. And one of them is like a night where there's all these food trucks,
mm-hmm.
what Carrie's
mm-hmm.
talking
yeah.
about, and all the great food you can taste and all this stuff. And I was so excited. And so Carrie and Maida had just come back, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about this one. And apparently Carrie ordered on this food truck. It said the world's best or whatever.
World's famous.
World's famous
balls.
Octopus balls. And my face dropped. I was like, what?
Kristen looked so confused.
I was like sitting there, wait, octopus balls? You ate octopus balls? Like, I didn't know octopuses, octopus,
octopi, octopuses.
This is how the conversation went.
Yeah. Had balls.
And we just died laughing.
And I was like, why are they laughing? Like, I was literally trying to figure it out. I was so confused. Talk about ditzy.
First of all,
ditzy
for the record,
Kristen.
I did not eat the balls of an octopus. For the record, for those of you listening who think along the lines of Kristen, I did not eat the balls of an octopus. I ate octopus meat in the shape of a ball.
So the only way I could understand what they were talking about. So I was like, oh, like crab cakes. Okay. Like,
and then Kristen, together. And then I think you guys had to Google it, right?
Yeah, no, we totally
Googled the crap out of whether or not octopus have balls, which for the record, they do not.
Yeah, no,
do
they
not
don't
have balls.
Octopi. We also established that several octopus are called octopi. It was a very long and funny conversation.
Was that the same night?
Octopus.
Was that the same night that Darren saw?
I don't know if it was the same night, but maybe he explained it that day.
I think he was telling us about it that day.
I can't remember. Yeah. So Darren, my husband, is walking by. So they have a pool, a community pool and a community hot tub that we always all go to together. So, it's routine. We use it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But so one day Darren's walking by and there's this one person that lives in the complex. He's completely bald. He's completely bald.
He's skinny. He's tall.
He wears biker shorts.
Yeah. He wears a white robe.
With white slippers.
It's kind of like a bald Hugh Hefner.
Yeah,
look.
Totally.
White slippers, white
That's
fuzzy
a great
robe.
Way to put it.
Like he's going to the spa or something.
Yes, right. Exactly. And so
and
he always walks down.
Yeah. You know what's random about him?
What?
He's always on a scooter.
It's weird. Okay, no, like not like a scooter, like a skateboard,
like the hand, like with the
old
handle,
school
like
scooters.
the little
razors,
kids. Yeah, razors, yes, like the kids use. He razors everywhere.
You need to get a visual of what that actually looks like.
Right.
A tall,
okay.
Bald man
so
on
then,
a razor scooter with biker shorts and a white robe. Everybody get a visual of that.
And
okay,
then, go,
and
Kristen.
Pushing himself on the scooter with one leg. You know, push, push, go,
oh
push,
gosh.
Push, go. Oh
it's
my god,
it's a funny visual.
It's so funny. So anyways, Darren's walking by and he overlooks, to the side of him and he sees the bald guy literally shaving his entire body in the frickin'
oh
hot
that is
tub.
So disgusting.
Isn't that so nasty?
That is
and
so
I think
disgusting.
Literally, Isla dunks her head underneath all the time. Like she puts her goggles on. I'm like, oh my God. So that just went all in Isla's ears, nose.
Okay, gag. Don't make me start.
I know. Speaking of gagging,
don't make
oh
me
my
start.
God. Oh, Maida the gagger. That's Maida. What I'm going to start calling
the gagger.
You have to talk about this now.
I have this thing that if I hear something disgusting, I tend to visualize the thing happening that's disgusting. And then as soon as I visualize it, I can't control it. I literally will feel like I'm going to throw up and I will start to gag.
But it's not it's like constant.
Yeah, it's like it's literally, it doesn't stop. It keeps going. And the reason why it keeps going is because then people around me start making it worse.
I
okay,
know.
Which is you guys. You guys right. will start talking about it more
She's
or
like,
saying
oh.
more disgusting things. And then it really starts to come out.
She's
and,
literally,
yeah.
what was it? It was octopus balls night.
That was the
that
first,
we first
when
discovered.
You learned. Yeah, you guys learned about it.
I think you said she was poking around with
yeah,
her fork
okay.
at the octopus
so,
balls and that gagged you.
Yeah, because I saw, like, to me, when I saw it, it looked disgusting. Like,
gross.
She was like, it was like she was dissecting, like, the inside of it and it was.
But this
I don't
is where
know.
We discovered your like gift.
I can't
of
see,
gag.
And I have to start thinking about something else because it will start coming out, and I'm not doing
so.
That today.
The way I like to explain the way Maida sounded that night when she started to gag is like you know when your dog's about to throw up and you can hear them like heaving and getting ready, and it takes like a couple minutes,
or like a furball cat.
Yeah, and then finally it's like, but Maida was like she couldn't stop the gagging reflex.
Okay,
it
but
literally
does,
was
do
coming.
My eyes start watering?
Oh yeah,
and I literally my face gets red and I start sweating. It's a thing. It's
I didn't
thing.
Know whether I should feel sorry for you or keep it going because I was laughing so hard.
Oh my God, we're
so
all
funny.
Laughing and she could not stop. And we're just sitting there laughing at her while she's trying to
yeah.
control her
and
gagging.
Josh was trying to like explain it to us. No, you guys, like, it's
yeah,
like, seriously. Like, be careful. She's going to throw up. Like, really?
The
really.
Worst things ever. Okay, as a teacher, I taught kinder first and second. And the worst things ever about being a teacher was, the kids would come up to me all snotty, and like they're sick or something. I mean, I loved the little kids. That was my favorite was teaching the young ones, but they would come up to me, you'd hear a sneeze and then you'd see them with their hands over their mouth and you know what's there, it's all the gooey snot and they'd come up to me, like they need me to do something about it. And I'm like, I literally can't look. If I look, I will start to gag and possibly throw up.
Aww,
so
just think how that would make that little kid
no,
feel.
I was really sweet.
She was sweet.
I was like,
it.
Oh my gosh. I was like, oh, it's okay. Just get
no,
a
I'm
tissue.
Saying, if
yeah.
you threw up.
Oh no. Yeah. That'd be bad. Poor kid. No, I'd be like, oh, it's okay. Get a a tissue. And I said, just go to the bathroom. Just go. You don't have to ask me. Just go. You know, and I kind of made it a thing. Like, if you, you know, you need to go, just go. You don't even have to stop and show me or ask me. Just go, you know. And so the kids would tease me about it. It was so funny. Okay. Yeah. It got to where the kids in my class would literally go, don't show Miss Heron. Just go. She doesn't like to look at that. It was just the cutest.
So funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, sometimes I think it's funny to get her in that like gag space.
You guys like to do that. Gag to me. Space. Especially Jeff. He I likes know. To make me.
Oh my gosh. Jeff is out. Like almost mean about it. He's yeah. like, let's get Maida to gag.
Oh, Jeff being mean. Don't even get me started. He pushed me in the pool.
I was just going to say he terrorizes those yeah. kids. Isla and Ava or Isla and Reese will go yeah. running like, no.
Yeah.
But they
he's
love
actually,
it.
But he's actually it. Literally pushed me in the pool.
No, he has.
No, remember that like day. I think it was the day you had one too many drinks, but that was the day that he was trying to drag your whole like lounger into the pool with you on it. Remember that day?
Yeah.
But speaking of that day when you had one too many drinks, Maida with one too many
she's
drinks.
She's a lovey-dovey
soul to be told.
Yeah. I mean,
well, Josh, let's keep in mind. This is, well, what happened was, is, you know, sometimes when the boys go on tour, during that time, you and Josh would, you know, alternate.
Right.
And so during this time, this was like one of the longest lengths, I think.
Josh took the long yeah. tour. The long
and it was like Europe, 6 weeks.
European and Asia tour was six mm-hmm. weeks long. Yeah.
6 weeks. And so
might have missed him.
A fun neighbor met us out at the pool and had brought some friendly drinks. And, you know, it was rare, but it was fun. And Maida had a couple of drinks. But I think because we were out all day long. I
hadn't eaten all
no,
day.
No, we were all starving. Eaten. We all really didn't like come prepared.
I think Jeff was cooking or he was grilling or something yeah. like that.
Yeah. But we hadn't
and it just
yeah.
hit
hadn't
you
eaten
quick.
Yet.
Yeah, yeah. For
empty
sure.
Empty stomach.
But then, man, lovey-dovey Maida.
I mean,
if she was missing.
Too many drinks.
She was missing Josh. And boy, did she let us know. Right, Carrie?
I'm sorry. I guess. Yeah, it had been a while. It was like 4 weeks into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he and I do everything together. You know, we're
yeah.
your we besties.
Like so there are out. Mean drunks, and by no means is Maida drunk, but there are mean drunks, like people who drink too much or one too many or whatever, they turn mean mm-hmm. and like your true colors kind of come out. So Maida's true colors are love and unicorns.
Because unicorns. Yeah. You know, it's true, right? That's what they say. Yeah. Your true yeah. self comes out. Your true
She's
feelings.
Like,
so I guess
love
I really
Josh. I miss okay. So
and but did you have to send him a video?
I mean,
it wasn't why it not? Was Anna. It was Anna.
Okay, so apparently Anna decided to record me professing my love to Carrie and Kristen and everyone
and
was
everyone
around
else
me.
In the random
and
space.
Actually, I was saying actually on the video I was telling you how much I miss Josh.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm pretty sure you told like random strangers who are like brand new neighbors that you love them yeah. too.
Do you know my husband Josh? I mean, I love him. I miss him. He's my best friend. No, but seriously, you know how like some people say your spouse is their best friend, but they don't really mean it. But I really mean it. My husband is my best friend.
She was tearing up even.
I know. And so Anna
recorded.
Decided to record it and send it to Josh.
Because
so she
it was
texted
sweet.
It to Josh and he's, you know, out of the country. And I just get this cute text from Josh saying, aw, that was cute. I miss you too. And I was like, what? And so, yeah, it was pretty funny.
It
but yeah,
so sweet.
Hey, at least I'm a sweet one.
That's only like a little portion of the funny things though. I mean, we have a lot of funny stories to tell and I'm sure you'll be hearing about
all.
Some of those funny stories. We'll bring them out. But we've also had some really good things happen. Like when, as a result of living together, like there's some things we get to share together because we're like neighbors and we've got some of those things too that we can talk about. Mm-hmm. What about like
song
well,
release nights?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Those are big.
Which is nice being together compared to when we weren't together. I mean, we would like be on our phones texting each other like, oh my God, you see them going up the charts? Like number one, holy moly.
Oh, we are chart stalkers.
Oh, we love it. It's so fun. But to be together as like all our families together on mm-hmm. that rooftop to go.
Explain what we would do though. Like, you know, we would all
meet down there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
All,
about an hour before the song released and we would all bring food
on the rooftop.
Yeah. On our
by
rooftop.
The fireplace.
We had a fire pit.
Yeah.
Had,
overlooking a marina. It was a beautiful location.
I mean,
and the weather was always beautiful.
Yeah.
So we would
yeah,
literally
nice
just put
cool.
all our chairs in a big circle.
Yep. All the kids.
With our blankets
yes.
and get ready for release night. So it was so cute. Cause all the neighbors would walk by and be like, what are y'all doing? You know? And
we'd
show them their music and they'd get all excited with us.
I think that every neighbor in that place knows who Why Don't We is because of us and those rooftop parties.
Oh, yeah. I totally think so. Yeah. I mean, we are proud parents.
For sure. But we would all bring food, cook out.
Mm-hmm. And then when the song was released, every single time Jeff would bring his Bluetooth speaker and it always seemed to die.
Like 5 minutes before the song.
So we'd all have to play from our phones instead. And we were so ready and prepared to hear it loud. And then it just would
speaker would die.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but we would all sing together. I mean, you guys probably have seen our stories on Instagram. It's so fun.
Yeah. So our kids, much fun.
They get into it. They love it.
Might have moved. So now you're going to have to come to the rooftop for a release party.
I did. Only 30 minutes away.
3 hours.
But there's going to be a difference. Okay. So we just had our song release. Everybody go stream and download and tell your friends to download. Come to Brazil.
Oh my gosh. Song, isn't it?
Okay. So, that is seriously the song of the summer. And I'm not just saying that. I felt it from the very beginning. That
first time
this
we
is
heard it.
A summer song. Mm-hmm. It's so
special
fun.
Song. Yeah.
So fun.
It's so fun. It's so vibey. But I will say we weren't together for the song release party this time.
I know.
And it was sad.
It was sad.
But we were on our phones and it was sort of
reminiscent. We were. We're not on our phones anyway. We're all texting each other.
I know.
And Kristen even said, oh, this reminds me of the good old days when we used to just have to text it all.
Exactly.
So we were sending like screenshots of the charts and everything like we always
do. Going up, up, up.
Oh, Maida's last text of the night was like, you guys text me if it goes any higher on the charts.
I was like, I'm falling asleep. And then Kristen, you were like, for some reason, I'm not even tired.
I know. Seriously, never happens. I always fall asleep early, like we said. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, that night that Come to Brazil was out, I was up, I don't know, I think till like 1 a.m.
It's because that song just gets you going.
It does. I get moving and grooving.
The song. Why don't we
come to Brazil?
So those are some of the funny things. Those are some of the quirky things. Those are some of the fun things about living together. And we're going to be sharing a ton more of those little stories, little random things about our lives. But that's not the point of our podcast. No. Our podcast, we have a plan for it.
We have big plans.
We do have big plans.
No, we want you to feel like you are in a coffee shop with us, having a great girlfriend conversation,
Right.
Like girl talk. I mean,
just talking about what we normally talk about when we see each other. We're catching up on life. We're talking about parenting issues and our kids and what we're going through, what they're going through.
Right. Our favorite finds. Like Maida loves to share.
I like to find and share.
Our favorite good deals.
Right. No, I mean, that's what we do.
Our highs and lows, we have great days. We might be stressed out. We all can relate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We want to talk about relatable things and we want to vent a little, right?
And we might talk about what's going on on the Twitter world and pop culture and, current events.
I like to call it a bitch session. I'm just kidding.
We all like to give our opinions. So we're going to be giving our opinions on things.
We also want to hear from you guys and questions you might have for us that we might want to talk about or topics that you might want us to cover. Things like that. We want to hear.
Feedback.
So, message us on the I Mean Media Instagram or Twitter.
Send us your questions, send us comments, send us anything you want us to talk about because we want this podcast to be relatable to you. We want it to be things you want to hear about and we want to talk about.
We want you to join us every week.
Mm-hmm. And that's a wrap.
Hope you enjoyed it.
And don't forget, rate, review, and subscribe so you can catch us next time and you won't miss a thing.